Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the extravaganza today, the show is live in Cincinnati with Drew Hastings and Patty G as the boss.
We're in Cincinnati for opening day. The Reds and a team from Cleveland. There's Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hi, everybody.
There's Pat Godwin with his guitar.
Oh, yeah.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hi.
Willie Griswold
Good
here.
Good morning.
Tom Griswold here.
I don't have it in me to call them the Indians no more.
You don't have to.
The Guardians. Yeah, the Guardians are here. Well, we'll see what happens. That's the sound of Duke Tomato and the Power Trio, along with the brass-to-mouth horns. The band is Bill Ritter on the bass, James Hill on the keyboards, Joe Maddox on the drums, the badass horns, P.J. Inger on the trumpet, Jay Young on the sax. On the Barry sax, it's Neil Broker. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Duke Tomato and the Power Trio. Thank you very much, Duke. We got another song coming from Dr. Tomato in just a few minutes. Now, we also have, as we mentioned, a native Buckeye. However, the more I think about it, having reviewed Drew's book, Chasing Drew Hastings, incidentally, speaking of reviewing the book, 5-star rating, that's as hot as it gets, and available on Amazon. A great memoir. We're going to read from it in just a second, but I'm trying to remember, weren't you born in Morocco or something?
Yeah, Casablanca. Casablanca.
How did that happen?
Well, my mom's British, my mom's English, and my dad was small town, Ohio. He was in the Navy. We had a base back there in Casablanca in those days, and they hooked up and got together.
Now, by hooked up, what do you mean exactly?
Well, they hooked up.
They were married
they
first,
courted.
Right?
Well, she either got married and pregnant or vice versa. But either way, both incidents seem to be close together.
That's okay. Having kids out of wedlock. My dad knows all about that. So.
Oh, yeah.
He understands that concept.
Oh, yeah.
Well, right now we have a special treat.
Oh.
We're going to ask Mr. Pat Godwin. Mm-hmm. To do something live. We have nothing up our sleeve.
No.
Dean went into the audience and met Miss Alicia.
Alicia, okay.
And Alicia is going to come onto the stage.
See any Springsteen song? Do you guys know who Bruce Springsteen is? This is Alicia. You guys know who Bruce Springsteen is? Everybody, yes? Yeah, Bruce Springsteen?
Yes.
Alicia,
of course.
All right. Alicia Sasha.
Do you know who Bruce Springsteen is?
Right? He's a 70s.
Hey, we have a crowd that knows who Fawn Hall is.
So. Yeah.
Alicia, get up on that mic, please.
You got to move really close.
Well, any Springsteen song, Tom, all you need is a girl, a car, job you hate, town you want to leave. That's the Bruce Springsteen formula.
Okay.
Now, we have Alicia here. What kind of car do you drive, Alicia?
Jeep Wrangler.
Jeep Wrangler. Perfect. Okay, Alicia, Jeep Wrangler. I already have a melody, Tom. I'm going to be okay.
Okay.
And what do you do for a living, Alicia?
I'm sorry?
What do you do for a living?
I'm a recruiter.
Could you be a little more vague? What do you... Let's give the song some detail.
What do you recruit for?
I recruit biostatisticians.
That fits nicely into a song. Thank you very much.
You have a biostatistician?
I will by the time I get there. And
I can use that in my pitch, so I'd love to hear it.
Okay. And where are you from?
Cincinnati.
Okay, let's review. We have Alicia. She drives a Jeep. She's a recruiter for diet statistician.
Bio statistician.
From Cincinnati. So please welcome, please welcome like he's actually here. Go crazy. Bruce Springsteen.
How's everybody doing this morning?
Real good, Bruce. Real good.
Who's Bruce Springsteen?
That's me. Came to the show this morning. I drove 74 from Indianapolis. They got to thinking.
Oh.
About this girl I knew a long time ago. I'm a married man now. Sure. Shouldn't be having those thoughts. I look out in the audience, and there she is. Still pretty as a picture. Alicia, is that you?
No.
No.
No. No. Are you married? Are you married now?
Yes.
Is your husband here?
Yes.
Wrote a song for you a long time ago after you dumped me. It was just too painful. Putting a CD or the stream, I'd like to do it for you now. It's called Alicia. Oh, Alicia. Boy, you broke my heart. Why I took our love. Why? Dearly turn. I remember those nights. We didn't get much sleep in the backseat of your Wrangler Jeep. I wanted to be a star. Your dream was to be some sort of mathematician. You said you want to be a biostatistician. Now I know the single guy, they call him Patty. After you dump your husband, you can grab him. He's performing with Bruce in Cincinnati. Thank you very much.
Bruce.
Thank you, Alicia. Alicia, are you going to the Reds game today?
Yes.
Okay, you've got your Reds jersey on. You look great. Thank you for volunteering.
Thank you.
We have a prize for you.
We do?
We have a Drew Hastings new book for you.
Oh!
Yeah, we'll give her a... I happen to have one in the bag.
Good. That's good. I was not sure we had one.
Perhaps a certificate.
Yeah, we actually do, right here.
Very good.
That's very nice. He might even sign it for you.
Didn't spring for the hardback, huh?
Well, I had to give that to Tom. Tom demanded the one copy I had. Is that A-L-E-L-A-L-E-C-I-A?
E-L-I-S-H-A.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I don't know how.
Okay, thank you, Alicia.
Let's do it later.
We can negotiate the deal here later.
Yeah, right.
Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tomorrow for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action. So don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup tomorrow, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
We're going to get a song out of Duke Tomato in just a second, but as you can see, Drew Hastings does have a brand new book. And I wanted
to
read
it. It is the hard book that Thomas Holt.
Wait a minute.
Hardback.
You're going to read from his book? You're not going to let him read his own book?
I can't think of any other I'd like to hear.
You know, I haven't read all that book, Drew, but when I was scanning it for my name, I noticed that it seems pretty good.
Now, once again, a lot of this book takes place in Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati, Hollywood, yeah.
Hollywood, where Drew is a veteran of The Tonight Show and on the comedy circuit for many, many years. This is a portion of the book. We're deep into it, at page 110.
Oh.
And you write, my new manager got me into the prestigious Montreal Comedy Festival. 2 months later, a fall comedy tour in England. I flew back to the Midwest to do a few club dates and was scheduled to be on The Bob and Tom Show.
Boo! Oh.
A nationally syndicated morning radio show, very Midwest-centric, and a four-hour format conducive to my anecdotal and some might say long-winded style.
Some might say.
I really clicked with the hosts and started making regular appearances whenever I was playing in the heartland. Thank you, Drew.
Well, that's how I got my start. I owe it all to you. Here.
This is a terrific book.
Yes. It really is a wonderful memoir.
And it indeed has a 5 out of 5 on Amazon where you can grab it. It's called Chasing Drew Hastings. Now, I thought we would do a couple quick things at the sports desk because we never did finish our sports.
We don't have a world record yet, let alone you shot me a late addition for a world record.
Yeah, we've got a couple of them today. They're both equally stupid.
Stupid world record. Just think, imagine we did that.
Okay. I may have the intro.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, this will take 20 minutes. look at him. He's picking up something.
Oh, no. Okay.
He's looking at it like he's holding fire.
Let's see now. Let's see. This is not it.
I feel like it's tech day at the retirement center.
He's rebooting.
Right, boss got an iPad.
Here we go. No, wait a minute. That's not it.
Nope, that's not it. I was so sure.
Let's see.
Papa's iPad.
That's not it.
Nope. It looks like there's a new group at Best Buy called the Coot Squad. Yeah.
Okay, ready? Watch this.
Yep.
Stupid world record.
Oh! Holy hell.
Payoff.
A Minnesota woman has the world's largest collection of cow-related items.
Of course she does.
Moo.
Ruth Klossner.
Hello.
Earned the title back in 2015 with a collection consisting of 15,144 items. She's been collecting for the last 40 years. And her home in Lafayette, dubbed the Moose-seum.
Moose-seum. I see.
I think that's what she thinks male cows are. Mooses. I think that's what... Anyway,
Museum.
It's covered in items related to bovines, ranging from stuffed animals, ornaments, liquor decanters, many, many liquor decanters, and even a sterling silver cream pitcher gifted to Klossner from actress Tippi Hedren.
Is that right? She has one of the Hedren cream dispensers?
Now, only Tom would get excited that Tippi Hedren
now, does
was
anyone,
in the story.
Wait a second. We've got a big crowd here. Does anyone know who Tippi Hedren's daughter is? Does anyone know what movie she is famous for being in?
Is her son Max Hedren? No?
Okay. No.
Is this a milk money joke?
What
is
it?
The Birds. Oh, yeah, I couldn't hear. Yes, The Birds.
Yeah.
And Tippi Hedren is the mother of...
Melanie Griffith.
Yes. Who, in the movie Something Wild, is... Never mind. I highly
naked?
Recommend it. Yeah.
Oh, her daughter's naked, right?
Yeah, very.
A lot
good.
Of the time.
So that's a weird...
And Tippi, that's a nickname. She always,
her real
always tipped over.
Oh.
Yeah. Rather top-heavy.
Yeah,
rather... the connection to the cow museum. The moves.
Does the lady have any real cows?
Her collection, shut up, Christy, has grown to over 20,000 items.
That's too many.
And hey,
what?
To arrange a visit to the Moose-seum, you can email Klossner at cowladyruth@gmail.com. And who wouldn't want to do that?
Guess who's getting the D pick?
Cowladyruth.
Here's my question. Whenever you hear about something like this, you always have to ask the question, what happens when she dies? Josh?
Yeah.
Stop.
They're taking pictures that are junk.
What happens if she dies?
Back the camera. I'll try to get it all in.
Oh. Yeah, somebody's going to be left with
someone's
going to
inherit.
That.
Someone's going to inherit this.
Well but see, you take all the guessing out of it if you go pre-need and go ahead of time.
He's right.
Can you imagine, her son, you get all the contents of the museum.
Oh, thanks.
Great.
Thanks, Mom.
Anybody got a match?
I prefer Omaha steaks, frankly. Yes.
And another world record, over 100, or do you want to try to play
sure,
the intro?
Go ahead. Yeah, we got time.
Okay. Over 100 senior citizens.
Have died?
They're seeking to break
it's
a...
not Monday.
Not yet. They're trying to break a skydiving record.
What?
Oh, no.
107 skydivers whose ages range from 60 to 78 took off from Paris, California, P-E-R-R-I-S, California, to attempt the largest free fall formation. The group called Skydivers Over 60, or SOS, included seniors from all around the world. And despite 4 days of preparation and seven jumps, the skydivers were unable to achieve the record, in part due to uncooperative weather. There were some bowel problems.
I have no doubt.
Gertie refused to
They're
jump.
Going to have to wait another year to try this record again.
We'll do it.
I don't want to go.
They were trying to all land at the parking lot of Cracker Barrel.
It's almost 3:45.
They had to get there early. we can't jump after 4.
Nope.
Is that sports?
Yes, that's sports.
Okay.
As far as you know.
I don't know. I forgot to look to see if we have the...
The fabulous outro?
Sports
outro. Well, this one will take... look for it now. This would be good.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
That is Tom's daughter Farts. Saying, this is what Farts. You farted for.
Yes. Thank you Farts. Very much, Finn.
Farts. Oh.
Tom!
Christy, what do you got over there? We got to get a little news in before we get back to the band.
According to a report published in Urology Case Reports, doctors discovered a full-size drinking glass in a woman's bladder.
What?
Yep. Josh, the 45-year-old woman, went to the emergency room for urinary tract symptoms after x-rays revealed an object that looked like a drinking glass. The patient revealed she had inserted the glass into her vajayjay.
Had she?
For erotic purposes.
Nice.
4 years prior.
Ooh. Wow.
Let that sink in.
It did sink. Literally. Yeah.
Doctors say that many patients fail to remove foreign objects they've inserted into various orifices, and they are often embarrassed to seek medical advice. The glass encased in a massive bladder stone and was surgically removed. The woman was discharged in 2 days without any complications.
Congratulations, ma'am. It's a tumbler.
Wow.
Yeah, she went. I read the article. I saw the picture. It's really disturbing. The x-ray you can see, it is a giant water glass.
Oh.
But she had to go to two different gynos.
Why's that?
Well, the first one said it was a vagina half full.
Yeah. Oh.
The other said it was a vagina half empty. Uh-huh. It was more of a pessimist, really.
Sure.
The second doctor. Yikes.
Yikes.
Well,
was it like made of glass or was it a plastic?
It looks like it. You can the X-ray. It looks like a glass tumbler.
That's terrifying.
How would it not break?
It's from 4 years ago. I was hoping it was like a souvenir cup from Avengers Endgame. You know, that'd be cool.
Oh, I watched Ragnarok last night again. Man, it's a good movie.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in Royal Rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.